Caesarea Philippi. And he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said to him, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Netherworld shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one he was the Christ. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those Gospels, they're addressed to us, so we are to insert ourselves into them. So Jesus isn't just asking those disciples then, "Who do you say that I am?" He's asking us, "Who do you say that I am?" Now, to answer such a question, we have to be brutally honest. I heard it said that one should never lie to their lawyer, their doctor, or their priest. If you do, you get lousy service. And I would add to that list ourselves for the same reason. You can't lie to God. So, in all honesty, who do you say that God is? Well, do you believe that God really exists at all? Or is it just an old idea, a goal to help us muddle through life? Remember, we're being honest. That's who you are, that's fine. We're here to do the tough work of the spiritual journey. Perhaps you do believe God is real. I do. sinner in judgment. For me, he's a good and benevolent God, like the sun, shining light and warmth on the whole world, but still far away and untouched. This is a tough question. God knows this is a tough question. So he gives us some help. Jesus again. And it's in the very nature of the question itself. He does not ask us, what do you say that I am, son or man? He asks us, who do you say that I am? Last time I checked, the only type of thing that can ask that question is a person. God is telling us that whatever else he might be, he is a person. Remember, it's Jesus who's asking this question in the gospel. Why does a person ask us anything? They want to know us. They want relationship. God is vast and distant as the stars, but he's also close. Close enough to ask us, who do you say that I am? Each disciple gives a different answer, just like there are different answers when I ask. I suspect that for each of us here today, we have a different answer to that question. And that's okay, because there's no one right answer. Peter gave the answer God wanted him to give in that moment, that as Peter trusted and he was honest. Because of it, God was able to do great things through him. Now, if yesterday we missed it, that's okay. Because God not only asks each of us this question, he asks it of us every single day. So, who do you say God is? A teacher? A God? Perhaps a friend? Sometimes God may seem distant and mysterious. Perhaps that's how you see Eucharist. I certainly don't fully understand it. When the priest elevates the host for consecration, I don't understand what's going on. But God isn't just up here on the altar. He's down in the pews with us. Close. As close as any person can be. Close enough to whisper into our ears, who do you say that I am? Here, in this space,